Hello everyone, welcome to the Babel. As this is the first program we made this semester, we decided to talk about something fun. Have you heard about a Korean drama which is really, really popular these days? And the interaction between two main characters is really adorable.
Ah, I guess you've already knew what we'll talk about today, The Descendant of the Sun. For I've been following this drama in winter vacation. What surprised me most is that the male character Song Zhongji knows so many about how to get a girlfriend. In Chinese, we have the new word 撩妹 to describe this amazing skill. Diana, do you know how to say 撩妹 in English? Anyway, I know you're always 被撩妹.
Come on, this is an English program. Why you just keep saying Chinese? Let me tell you how to express it in English. So today, we prepare 6 phrases to express the word 撩妹, and also we've got some tips to help you guys find your love in this new semester. The first one is heat on somebody. The definition of this phrase in Urban Dictionary is trying to get someone to like you by flirting with them.
And for example, dude, I think she's hitting on me. Should I ask her out?
Second one is pick up. We've learned a lot of meaning about this phrase pick up, like you take up something by hand, or to tidy up, or learn to do something. But do you know that we could use pick up girls to express you've already get the girl you like?
And I know that there are many posts on the foreign websites to teach the young how to pick up girls or boys. By the way, I do hope that we could see more posts like this on WeChat of our university.
Oh, it seems that you really want to pick up someone.
Ha, a girl maybe.
Alright, let's get back to the third phrase, chat up. This phrase actually has a precise definition in Chinese called 搭讪. So chat up means you use your humor to attract the girl's attention.
You know, Song Zhongji was trying to chat me up last night.
Just stop dreaming. The next phrase is make a pass at somebody. This expression means sort of flirt with someone.
Oh, I know this one. American writer Dorothy Parker once said that men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses.
Then it comes to the word charm. When charm is used as a verb, it means you use all your glamour to attract the other.
And you remember in the drama, when Song Zhongji took up the helicopter, at that moment, I think he did charm Song Huiqiao.
And he charmed us all. The last one is tease. But in some cases, the word tease has a strong sexual connotation, so be careful when you use it.
And when it's used as a noun, the word teaser refers to the kind of woman who are really good at hitting on boys but not accessible.
Except the 6 phrases we mentioned above, we've also got some tips for you. Hope that this could be helpful when you meet girls.
Wow, it's so nice of you to share these tips to other single docs in our university.
Be comfortable alone. You don't have to try to act cool or be a try-hard. Just be loose. Don't set out looking for a girlfriend or you just end up looking desperate. Self-confidence and self-sufficiency are extremely sexy qualities in a man, and it will not seem like you have either of this if you are begging every girl you meet to go out with you. look to make good friends rather than a girlfriend. This means you should talk to as many women as possible, not just girls you are immediately attracted to. Making good friends with women will help you practice holding conversations with them, as well as learning how women feel and think in general. More importantly, you'll be helping yourself feel less lonely without desperately seeking a girlfriend.
And you also need to help others. It could be her or it could be someone else in the room. Is she carrying things heavy? Say, let me help you with that and carry it for her. Is someone short on cash? Lend them a few dollars so that they can eat lunch. Hold the door open for the next person coming through, even if they haven't reached it yet. In other words, be a kind and generous person. Not only will it get her attention, but it also make you feel good about yourself. Don't be fake and do nice things only when she's around. Helping people all the time, in a variety of ways, she will notice and so will the people she knows. And on occasion that you come up in a conversation, people will say, he's such a great person. And this girl will start thinking, yeah, he is, isn't he?
If you see a girl you find attractive, you go and talk to her. It doesn't matter what time it is. And you do that on a regular basis. If you go out one day and sit it out for next few days, it won't work well. Go out regularly and talk to a bunch of women. Supermarkets, libraries, malls, streets, social gatherings, any place where you think you might find girls. And also, you should avoid being afraid to fail. Remember, fear of rejection is extremely irrational. If you see a hot girl, you go and talk to her. Convey her your intentions right away. Don't digress. No matter what, like, hi, you are cute and I came here to know who you really are. You are looking for a girlfriend, not a friend who is a girl.
When you see a hot girl, don't make excuses like she probably has a boyfriend, she's on her phone, or she's jogging. Believe that there is no valid excuse to not to talk to her. At worst, she will say no and walk away. You have to try again and again to get good at this.
And also in unconventional strategies, in order to connect with a girl, you have to disconnect with her first. This is actually making the girl take sudden notice of you and making her connect with you instead. Make her laugh. Girls love guys who have a good sense of humor, and the key to having a good sense of humor is to be lighthearted and unabashedly yourself. As long as you are not making fun of people in a mean-spirited way, anything goes. Is your sense of humor perverted, sarcastic? So go with anything as long as you don't try so hard that it becomes fake. Don't worry about whether or not she thinks you are funny because you know what? If she can't love with you, then this isn't the girl you want to spend a lot of time with anyway. And who knows, maybe another girl on whom you hadn't noticed before will be laughing so hard that her soda comes out of her nose, and maybe you've just found your soulmate.
And if you like the woman you are talking to, be the one who ends the conversation. This prevents the conversation from lingering into an awkward silence, shows that you are busy, and allows you to end the conversation on a positive note. When you end the conversation, simply say, hey, I've gotta go, but it's been really good talking to you. But want to continue this over a cup of coffee sometime? If she says yes, get her phone number and move on. If she says no, just move on. She's not the only girl that will cross your path. And most women like men to take the initiative, at least at the beginning of the dating period. When you phone her to set a date, have in mind at least two attractive opinions to offer. Don't contact her and ask her what she wants to do without proposing an alternative yourself, or she will most likely think that you are lazy or not putting enough interest.
We really talk a lot about how to hit on a girl, but you know, all things we've mentioned is not that important.
So what's the most important part?
Just be as handsome as Song Zhongji.